Marie Osborne saying, yes, key limes are a specific type of lime, and yes, they grow on trees. And yes, you are completely correct. Key lime pie rules. Thank you for the backup and affirmation on that one, Marie. I got to stick with key lime pie as what should be the official dessert in Florida. It just seems the way that's the way it's supposed to be. But thank you, Marie, for that backup information. What a tough, violent weekend, not just in Detroit, in cities across the country. And, of course, we weren't immune to the violence. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is here to convey the real frustration we can see and feel from our police chief, James White, in Detroit, over what he's calling senseless violence in the city. It's a tough one, Lloyd. Good morning. And, by the way, welcome back, you groom. Yes. You.
Thank you, Paul W. Yeah, it's been really tough for the police chief. He says there were 24 non-fatal shootings and 7 homicides in the city over the weekend, including a mass shooting Sunday morning that took place after a party that left 2 people dead and 6 others wounded. Now, the suspect in that situation was upset that someone from a party across the street from him had parked their car in such a way that it was blocking his driveway. He then engaged some of the partygoers. He went to his home. And he started shooting up the home across the street where the party took place. Now, Chief White says police arrived. They went into the suspect's home legally, located the suspect in the home, and took him into custody without incident.
However, they recovered 11 weapons. Again, 11 weapons from this home that were strategically placed throughout the home. So as he moved through the home, he would have access to these weapons.
Now, in another shooting, 2 14-year-old girls are recovering after being shot in a drive-by shooting during a birthday party. And a 16-year-old was charged in the fatal shooting of a 13-year-old that happened in Southwest Detroit last week, reportedly over a stolen cell phone. Chief White says it's not enough that police are out there doing their job.
They're getting the people off the street. They're making the arrests. And I'm confident that the men and women are working diligently and hard for all of us, keeping all of us safe, you safe, me safe, this community safe. But the message isn't how hard the officers are working. The message is we need to do more because no one needs to live like this. Our community deserves better, and we must do better as a community for our own safety and for each other's safety.
Chief White says there needs to be a penalty for bad behavior, Paul W. He says he doesn't see anyone who has a healthy fear of committing a crime. No one taking a pause to say, hey, I might go to jail and do some hard time. He doesn't see it.
Oh, Lloyd, this is such a tough one because this is at the heart of part of the problems that we have. People immediately think, well, there are too many guns. No, there are too many guns in the hands of the wrong people. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at a very troublesome mindset because you and I, when we see a car blocking our driveway or our favorite parking space or something like that that irritates us, the first thought that comes to our mind is not, where's my gun?
Mm-mm. No. It's not.
And that's what the first thought is now to a whole group subset of people with mental problems in our society.
I mean, people can, you know, in some cases, Paul W., you know, and I've done the stories and you've heard them. I mean, you know, somebody can walk past you and look at you wrong, give you a dirty look, bump you, you know, step on your shoe and it turns into an argument. That argument turns into someone pulling a gun.
I tell you what, I wasn't going to talk about this on the air. The other day, I am pulling out of a parking space, parallel parking. The guy in front of me just parked. And as he walked around the back of his car, and I was backing up, I wasn't pulling forward, I was backing up, and he shot me a look that I didn't even see at first. Kim or someone else in the car said, boy, that guy's mad at you. And I go, mad at me? For what? What did I do? And he shoots me this stare with daggers, and I go, I do the what? I bring my hands up, I go, what? What's wrong? And then he starts to come to the car. Mm-hmm, and everyone in the car said, do not engage. Back up and leave like you're doing. You know, I, for the life of me, to this moment, have no idea what happened other than he was sick and had a mental issue. it goes beyond having a bad day when you want to engage with somebody you don't know.
You don't even know. That's right.
When they're pulling out of a parking spot, what he thinks I did or didn't do is still beyond me. But that was my first exposure lately of a circumstance, a situation where you realize you do not interact with someone like that. You get the hell out of there.
Absolutely. And you don't have to, you wouldn't have had to do anything, Paul W. It's what he thinks you did.
Right.
You know, and you have no control over that.
Yeah, because I can promise you I didn't do anything. I mean, if he thought I was pulling too close to his car while he was parking or pulling in, I didn't. I was backing up out of my space, giving him even more space to park his car. But be that as it may, it's out there and it's happening. Meanwhile, I've got to ask you this. Mm-hmm. I had a good relationship with Chief James Craig. You probably had an even better relationship, mm-hmm. given what you do and how you've interacted with him. Where is he?
That's a good question, Paul W. Everybody has asked that question. Nobody has heard anything since he said he was going to be a write-in candidate and, you know, and he was still going to run, and it just kind of, you know, nothing, it kind of fell off the cliff. You didn't hear anything else from him again.
Not a word. And I wouldn't even thought of it until they showed the candidates on screen on one of the newscasts last night late and said, and of course, James Craig has a write-in campaign. I go, it's tomorrow, meaning today. It's today. You got to tell people in a very big way. If he had no money left but enough to do one thing, it would have to be all over today telling people to write his name in.
Absolutely, because we know what happened when the mayor was a write-in candidate when he first ran. I mean, you knew it. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
And you saw commercials. You saw everything. He made sure you knew that he was the write-in candidate. Not the same with Chief Craig.
No, I don't know. And I have not been able to reach him since he changed his phone number over to a campaign number. And I feel bad about that. Well, we'll see what happens. The polls open in just 2 minutes, two and a half minutes. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, newly happily married WJR senior news analyst on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.